Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Study of God podcast. This is episode number 41. This podcast is designed to give you a basic understanding of God, the Bible, and Christian beliefs. Dr. J. Dwight Pentecost said, "There is no higher activity in which the mind may be engaged than the pursuit of the knowledge of God." Let's start out by reading the Word of God itself. Today's passage of Scripture is Romans 14:17, which reads, "For the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost." Today's words from a theologian are from Thomas Aquinas. He said, "We can't have full knowledge all at once. We must start by believing. Then afterwards we may be led on to master, if you will, the evidence for ourselves." Our first topic for today is titled, "How Does God Work in the World?" Part 3, from the fine book, Understanding Theology in 15 Minutes a Day, by Dr. Darrell Aaron. And I want to remind you to take advantage of our special offer. If you enjoy this podcast and you benefit from this podcast, please feel free to purchase a copy of this book, Understanding Theology in 15 Minutes a Day. It is available on our website for just $25. Dr. Darrell Aaron writes, "Calvinism on sovereignty and free will. Calvinism on sovereignty and free will is the title of this section. Calvinism, named after the French Protestant reformer John Calvin, follows in the tradition of Augustine in emphasizing God's sovereignty and therefore his complete control over all things. Calvinists affirm that humans make genuine free choices, but in a way that is compatible with God's total sovereignty. This is the compatibilism view of human free will. True divine sovereignty and true human freedom are not mutually exclusive. Hard as this may be to understand, which Calvinists acknowledge, they are both biblical concepts, so they must be compatible. This view centers on the scriptural portrait of God as all-powerful, reigning over everything, doing whatever pleases him. Paul says he works out everything in conformity with the purpose of his will. Calvinists emphasize that everything means everything. Thus, God, who is holy and is never responsible for evil, nevertheless is in control of accidents, catastrophes, and coincidences, even controlling and working through evil and sin for his purposes. God also determines and is in control of those who will believe in Jesus Christ for salvation and those who will not. God is sovereign over human choices and actions. Dear friends, if the Lord tarries his coming and we live, we will continue looking at this topic in our next podcast. Our second topic for today is titled, Theology of the Synoptics, Part 8, from the Moody Handbook of Theology by Dr. Paul Inns. And I want to remind you to take advantage of our special offer. If you enjoy this podcast, if you are learning from this podcast, please feel free to purchase a copy of this book, The Moody Handbook of Theology. It is available on our website for just $50. $50. It will be a blessing to you and a great addition to your library. Discussion of Synoptic Theology, The Doctrine of God. It is necessary to study systematic theology to arrive at a biblically comprehensive picture of the nature and attributes of God Almighty. Even then, the infinite God remains incomprehensible. However, while the Synoptic Gospels provide just one portion in the study of God, the writers of the New Testament all share the view of God which is seen in the Old Testament. Many of God's attributes are portrayed in the Synoptics, as the following list makes clear. The providence of God is seen in His provision for the birds. The fatherhood of God emphasizes His provision for His children. The grace of God is given to believers and unbelievers alike. The kingship of God is stressed. He has a throne. He is Lord. The judgment of God is equitable to all. Greater privileges will call for greater judgment. He will avenge His own. The glory of God was revealed to the three on the Mount of Transfiguration. The goodness of God is incomparable. The power of God is exhibited in His ability to raise the dead. With Him all things are possible. The Trinity of God is revealed at the baptism of Christ and at the commissioning of the apostles. Dear friends, if our Lord tarries His coming, in our next episode we will continue looking at the theology of the Synoptics. I give everything to you in bite-sized pieces so that you can think on it and comprehend it and apply it to your life. Let's pray. Holy Father God, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank You for Your holy word. As it sinks into our souls and spirits, have it to bring about wholeness and healing and revival for Christians and for those who are learning about God because they want to get to know Him. Salvation to their souls. In Jesus Christ's name we pray, and for His sake, amen. Beloved, before we close, I want to remind you that while it is important to engage in the study of God, it is far more important that you have a relationship with God. I fear that there are many people who will die knowing a lot about God, but not really knowing God. You don't want to be in that number. If you do not yet know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, and you want to get to know Him today, here's how. Accept the fact that you are a sinner, and that you have broken God's law at some point in your life. The Bible says in Romans 3:23, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." Second, accept the fact that there is a penalty for sin. The Bible states in Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death." Third, dear friend, accept the fact that you are on the road to hell right now without Jesus Christ. If he is not your Savior, that's where you're headed, according to the Scriptures. In fact, Jesus Christ said in Matthew 10:28, "And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." Also, the Bible states very clearly in Revelation 21:8, "But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." Yes, I know, dear friend, this is bad news, but I have some good news for you. Jesus Christ said himself in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world," that includes you, because if you are still living in this world, God loves you. So for God so loved you that he gave his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, that whosoever, that word whosoever means anybody at any time, that includes you, believeth in him, trusts in him, has faith in him, Jesus Christ, should not perish in a place called hell, but have everlasting life in heaven. Just believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can live forever with him in heaven. Pray and ask him to come into your heart today to save your soul, and he will. Romans 10:9-13 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart, your heart, that God hath raised him from the dead, thou you shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the Scripture saith, "Whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek. For the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Dear friend, pray and ask him to come into your heart to save your soul today, and he will. Until next time, my beloved, may God bless you and keep you until we meet again.